Well, what shall we do with the drunken heads of? What shall we do with the drunken heads of? What shall we do with the drunken heads of? Early in the morning, way hey, and up she rises. Way hey, and up she rises. Way hey, and up she rises. Early in the morning, he was drinking on the fox set before the showtime. He was drinking on the fox set before the showtime.
Well, we've entered a very strange timeline here where you've got a Secretary of Defense, or War now, Pete Hegseth, who, he's like a cartoon character, right? He's out of a Saturday morning cartoon animation, like He-Man or something. And in the last day, he claimed that the U.S. Navy has total control over the Strait of Hormuz. Total control. And yet, as you probably know, the U.S. Navy isn't even in the Strait of Hormuz and has no control over the Strait of Hormuz. What the U.S. Navy is doing is actually interdicting or threatening to interdict ships that leave the Strait of Hormuz that enter the Arabian Sea or the Sea of Oman. And in other words, the U.S. Navy, according to Pete Hegseth, is basically an international piracy operation. They're basically just functioning as pirates in international waters, interdicting ships because they don't like which ports those ships docked at previously. That's piracy, and that's a violation of international law. That is terrorism on the high seas, and that's exactly what the United States Navy is doing while Pete Hegseth is bragging about it. I mean, he should just put on a pirate's Halloween costume. Arr, I'm Pete Hegseth. We'll be boarding your ships on the high seas now. Arr. That's what he should do, because that's how cartoonish the whole thing is. The U.S. Navy has zero control over the Strait of Hormuz. And, by the way, if the U.S. thinks that the Western economies of the world can outlast Iran in this game of economic chicken, like, who can last the longest with sanctions? Well, Iran's lived for 47 years under sanctions. The USA is already starting to panic in less than 47 days. Or maybe it's close to 47 days. But anyway, it hasn't been long. And things are already starting to fall apart. Fuel prices going through the roof. Only headed higher. Wait till the lubricants shortage kicks in, huh? Wait till food doubles in price at the grocery store. You see, Trump politically can't handle the backlash from increased fuel prices and increased cost of living and transportation and so on. And more importantly, U.S. allies in the world like Taiwan and South Korea and Japan and others, the U.K., they can't handle a near total loss of their energy imports because they depend so heavily on the Strait of Hormuz. There are a few options where they can get additional energy, one of them being the United States. But the more other countries buy U.S. oil and U.S. gas, the higher the prices go domestically for U.S. consumers. So every time a MAGAtard is cheering and saying, well, look, the world's buying oil from us. Yeah, that's oil that we don't get domestically. That's oil that's being sold at a higher price somewhere else, which raises the price domestically because oil is a global commodity. So every time some other nation loads up their ships in the Gulf of Mexico, and there's a pretty limited supply, by the way. The U.S. actually imports millions of barrels of oil every day in order to meet its domestic demand. But, you know, so, I mean, there's different types of oil, different grades of oil. We export some, we import some, but we don't have a bunch of oil to spare. And the oil that we do have is going to get a lot more expensive for all the reasons I've just mentioned. So Pete Hegseth claiming, oh, we control the Strait, and Trump and Carolyn Leavitt at the White House saying, well, fuel prices have gone down in the last year. They've gone way down. And everybody's looking at these people like, are you crazy? You some crazy ass bitches? I mean, how crazy are you? Fuel prices have gone up. We don't control the Strait. Food prices are going up. But I guess none of these people in Washington, D.C. ever buy food themselves. You know, they have somebody else do it for them, so they don't even know, I guess. And if their top economist tells them that food's going down in price, they'll believe it because they never go shopping, you know? But you and I go shopping. We know what prices are. So we're living in a fantasy land that is a projection of the mind of a madman, in the case of Trump, and a drunk megalomaniac war criminal in the case of Pete Hegseth. And if there's anybody that is most likely to be drawn up on war crimes charges, it's Pete Hegseth, and he should be. And I would support that because, well, and of course, Donald Trump himself, who's threatened to end a civilization, that's an open admission of an intent to carry out a war crime, which is, by the way, that can get you prosecuted right there by the ICC, if not domestically. So these are admitted war criminals who have publicly confessed to their intent to carry out war crimes. They have the means to do so. They are in control of the bombs and the nukes that can achieve the genocide and the civilization extinction that they have threatened. They are war criminals. And domestically, more and more people are seeing it. Trump is losing support so fast now that the GOP is going to get absolutely slaughtered in the midterms. And some GOP members of Congress are starting to voice those concerns. This has been covered in some of the mainstream media. You've got members of Congress saying, you know, Trump's going to be a problem for the midterms. Yeah, you think? You think having an insane, demented war criminal president representing your party, you think that might be a problem in the midterms? Huh. Midterms are going to be a political slaughter of the GOP. They're going to be slaughtered, and I think they're going to lose the Senate at this point as well. And they lose the House and the Senate, man. Well, then it's over for Trump, but that's probably a good thing. He needs to be stopped. And, you know, I'm no fan of the Democrats, don't get me wrong, and I won't be voting for any Democrats, to be clear. However, Trump needs to be stopped. And that seems to be the most likely way for that to happen in the near future. So let's pray for Trump to be stopped. It would be better if his own party would stop him. If members of the GOP would stand up and say, this guy needs to be removed, 25th Amendment. Or vote for impeachment, which they refuse to do. It's only the Democrats voting to impeach. So the GOP is going to get slaughtered. And America is going to suffer. And the world is going to suffer. The economic destruction of this desperate empire. This is a last desperate gasp of the American empire that's going down in flames. And I can't think of a better con man president than Donald Trump to represent the con of the American empire. It's been a con. I mean, think about it, since 1971, if not sooner, even, you know, Bretton Woods and removing the gold standard off the dollar and then just printing currency and floating that all over the world and exporting inflation. That's a giant con. It's a con on the world. And the U.S. has been the beneficiary of that con, but that con is coming to an end rapidly here. And isn't it funny that a con artist in the White House is what's necessary to end the con country? Because the dollar is collapsing, of course. So get ready for some interesting times and follow my work at brightvideos.com. And you can also read my articles at naturalnews.com. And what else? Oh yeah, brighteon.social is a great place to follow my posts. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Stock up on Health Ranger's nascent iodine. Highly bioavailable, shelf-stable, non-GMO, and lab-tested for purity. A bug-out bag essential. Only at HealthRangerStore.com.